October, Year of God, 893. 1. Merlin Othrawis's recon skimmer, safe hold low orbit above the anvil. Empress Charlian of Caris had been prepared for marvels, or she'd thought she was anyway. But the reality was so far beyond what she'd expected that she'd discovered all her preparations had been in vain. She sat in the recon skimmer's passenger compartment, with her nose perhaps 2 inches from the inside of the clear armor-plast which covered it, like some perfectly transparent bubble, staring out at the night-struck sky. The moon rode high and clear, shining like a new, incredibly bright silver coin against the blackest heaven she had ever imagined, spangled with stars that were even more impossibly bright than the moon. They were odd, those stars, burning with pinprick clarity, without even the faintest trace of a twinkle. She'd never seen stars that sharp, that clear, even on the coldest winter night, and she shivered as she remembered Merlin's explanation. "We're so high there's not even any air out there. Not enough to matter anyway." She shook her head. "It never even occurred to me that the only reason they twinkle is because we're seeing them through so many miles of air that it distorts our view. I always thought clear as air meant really clear, but it doesn't really after all. And now I'm up above all of that. I'm on the very threshold of what Merlin calls space." No other safehold-born human being she knew had ever been as high before. Not even Caleb, on his journey between Coruscant and Caris. She stared down, down to where the planet itself had become a vast, curved globe. To where the cloud tops, so very far below the skimmer, were silver and deepest black, drifting across the anvil, that stormy sweep of water between Chisholm and Hammer Island. She couldn't make out the surface from this height, not in the dark, not using her own merely mortal eyes. She knew it was there, though, and all she had to do was turn her head and look at the visual display to see that vast, wind-ruffled stretch of salt water in perfect detail. Merlin had shown her how to manipulate the display's controls, and the skimmer's computer-driven sensors happily generated daylight-bright, true-color imagery of anything she cared to gaze upon. She could focus closer, zoom in, Merlin called it, until even the most distant objects below seemed little more than arm's length away, too. And yet, as Caleb had warned her would be the case, that marvel, that god's-eye view, paled beside what her own eye saw when she gazed out through the armor-plast. "It's because the imagery is magic," she thought. "Merlin can call it whatever he wants, but it is magic, and my emotions know it, whatever my mind may be trying to tell them. It's like something out of a child's tale. Something that's not quite real. But this, the moon, these stars, those clouds, I'm seeing them with my own eyes, and that means they are real. And I'm seeing them from thousands upon thousands upon thousands of feet in the air. I'm actually up here, flying among them, and they're really, really out there, all above and about and beneath me." She drew a deep breath, smiling more than a bit crookedly, as that thought reminded her of the previous evening.